Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on April 3rd, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include the UVA Venture Summit, Darden students are winners, Senator Warner to visit, and the Catalyst in Washington. In our interview segment, we'll talk with an alumnus who's an entrepreneur and an author. Here's the news. It's an opportunity for the venture capital community to meet the most innovative researchers and entrepreneurs from the University of Virginia. It's the UVA Venture Summit, taking place as we record today's podcast. It continues through Saturday. Darden is playing a big role in the event. Dean Bob Bruner will address the attendees. The executive director of the Batten Institute, Mike Lennox, will serve as a panel moderator. And Philip Summer of the Darden Incubator will speak as well. Plans are in the works to make the UVA Venture Summit an annual affair. The United States Senator from Virginia, Mark Warner, is coming to Darden on April 16th. He'll hold a roundtable discussion regarding the economy, small business, and the stimulus package. The roundtable is one in a series held throughout the Commonwealth. It's sponsored by the Small Business Administration. The event, held in Classroom 50, will be streamed live on the web, so please check the Darden website. The discussion will begin at 9 a.m. April 16th. Many Darden alumni are successful entrepreneurs, but most of them don't write a book about their adventures. Byrne Murphy did, and his story turned into an award winner, the Best Business Memoir of 2008. Author of La Deal and businessman Byrne Murphy of the Darden Class of 1986 joins us in the studio today. Thank you for coming by. You just finished talking to students. It was nice enough for you to come in here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and I enjoyed speaking with the students. It's one of the first times I could be in a full Darden class and not be fearful of a cold call.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, did you cold call anybody in there?
I turnabout was very fair play, and good, so I called you. A few, but they had their hands up, so that was fair enough.
There you go. Well, it was wonderful. I heard it. I missed it. I heard it was excellent. What did you talk about?
Well, the premise is that today we are in a macroeconomic environment where banks are failing, banks aren't lending, recession has hit, office space demand is going down, retailers are failing. All of that occurred once before in my career in 1992. That was the S&L banking crisis,
right,
which nearly wiped us off the map and wiped our business model of a developer off the map, the individual who could go out and do it all by himself without institutional backing.
Uh-huh.
But as a result of that, I had to find something else to do somewhere else, and I very suddenly, very quickly moved off to Europe, to Paris, and set up a company to import the American retailing concept of factory outlets or designer outlets to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a direct result of the down market in America. And one of the messages of mine today to the Darden students with whom I chatted was, yes, it is rough and it is tough out there, but as a result, there is carnage and there are opportunities.
Boy, talk about seizing an opportunity. That's your story, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the storyline.
And you are with Kite Brook Partners. It's a real estate development company. Your role there?
That's my company, and
uh-huh.
I put all my ventures go through it. I have a
Great.
Series of different ventures in Europe at this point. After doing the outlet company, which was very hard to get going, but eventually we grew it all across Europe and had a billion euros of turnover and created 10,000 jobs.
Wow.
Since then, I've done a series of other ventures, the data centers, which is the backbone of the internet, and now private residence clubs in Italy. And in effect, for 17 years, I've taken American concepts and I bring them to Europe. That's sort of the simple bottom line.
Exciting. Now, how about the book? How did you come up with this?
Well, I'd like to say it was ANC, or what's now called MC.
Uh-huh.
But I do, I've always enjoyed writing. I did some special writing classes as an undergraduate, and I just wanted to write a book.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, having survived a whole host of oddities, I guess I would describe it, where like perhaps Alice in Wonderland, strange things happening in strange places with the mafia in Italy, with the Queen of England in Britain, with the Prime Minister who was head mano a mano against me in France. There were quite a number of anecdotes there, but there were also messages. So while I wanted to write a book, which is good fun, there is a compelling, or I think compelling, important message, in, especially for today's world, which is, yes, there are lots of opportunities out there, and it's certainly also abroad, because there's so many broken pieces.
Right.
But Americans going outside of America aren't so good at taking context into consideration. The way we do it in Kansas City is the way we want to do it in Madrid.
I see.
And the world has changed since the end of World War II, when we could do that through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And you just can't do it that way anymore.
Right.
And even more so now with the internet. And so I make fun of myself repeatedly in the book, giving great anecdotes of how I stumbled. But the point is, over time, I learned context, and that's the big message of the book.
Uh-huh. You've answered his question to a point a couple times, but what kind of advice do you have for those about to graduate? We have about 350 or so soon to be graduates in the next month. The crazy economy?
It is crazy, and I have some very specific advice, and I admit that it is easy to say. But over the last 8 or 10 years, especially in America, but also elsewhere, we've had this incredible economic vitality going on. And it's as though everybody was packed in a room and everybody had their own Baccarat crystal bowl. And when everybody has a bowl, you know, the value sort of goes down, but it's still right. Beautiful Baccarat. And what they didn't realize is all of a sudden an earthquake came along and people stumbled and fell and Baccarat bowls were crashing and breaking all over the place. And out there is carnage all over the place. Mm-hmm. The lights also went off in this room. So what you don't know is how many bowls are left that aren't broken, and what's the value of those bowls? What you also didn't have before was an industry that knew how to fix Baccarat bowls, and mm-hmm. you can create an industry just doing that, restructuring that. It's the story of J.E. Roberts companies, if for those who know that. And then you have the whole information flow. Before, everybody knew that everybody had a bowl.
Right.
Now nobody knows anything, and there's a huge opportunity just on information flow about what exists and what doesn't. So the message is stick to your knitting. Where did you come from? That's your best prospect to go back to. Uh-huh. But you have a lot more tools in your tool chest now coming out of Darden. And I contend there are opportunities out there. You just have to keep turning over every stone.
What a great, refreshing message. Bern Murphy, class of 86, author of Le Deal with Kitebrook Partners. Thank you for talking with us on the Darden Business Cast.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
It's been a great year for Darden students winning business competitions, and the streak continues. A team from Darden won at the Wake Forest Elevator Competition recently. Clean India, a company that provides industrial wastewater recycling services to manufacturers in India, was judged the best among social entrepreneurs in the event. Three Darden students created Clean India. For details about the company and the competition, check out the news section of the Darden homepage. It's a hot book, and its authors will be visiting the Washington, D.C. area soon to talk with business leaders there interested in organic growth. The Catalyst, How You Can Become an Extraordinary Growth Leader, was written by Darden professor Jean Litka and her co-author Robert Rosen of Healthy Companies International. They'll be speaking at an April 22nd breakfast in Washington. If you're interested, please email WillsJ, W-I-L-L-S-J, at darden.virginia.edu. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Until next time, take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.